We're now joined on Downtown here by UFC fighter Brad Pickett, who will be taking on Thomas Almeida on Saturday as part of UFC 189. Brad, welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're moving back to the bantamweight division for this fight at 135 after being in the flyweight division for around three fights previous, and you seem to be really happy about that move up as well.
Yeah, I was in, basically moving down a weight class. It was a business move, you know. I wanted to try it before the end of my career to try and be a world champion, you know. And I felt when I moved down, I was ranked number five at bantamweight, and kind of like all my avenues kind of like evaporated in front of me. I'd say probably three different times I had a title eliminator fights and lost them. So kind of like I wanted a new challenge with myself. I wanted to try and reinvent myself and have a new goal. And going down a weight class, my goal and set was to try and get a rematch with Demetrius Johnson, as I beat him before. I thought it would be, in my eyes, be an easier route to get a title shot. But unfortunately, the styles make fights, and the styles of fights down there didn't really suit my style. They're quick, and it's very much of a point-scoring system down there, where if you know me and know my style of fighting, I like to get in a bit of an old-fashioned brawl, and there was none to be found down there. So as soon as that, I lost my last fight against Chico Camus. Even still this day, I still believe I won that decision, but obviously I still didn't enjoy that fight. Even if I won that split decision, I didn't enjoy that fight. Chasing some guy for 15 minutes, trying to get them to fight you is not fun. You know, it's like playing in the garden with someone and your older brother takes the ball away and goes, no, you're not playing with us. You know, that's what it felt like. I just wanted to play and they didn't want to play the game, which I understand that style of the game, but it just didn't suit my style. So obviously with that, me losing that last fight, I thought, you know, going back up to a weight class where in five fights I hit four bonuses, definitely that sort of weight, that loose weight suits my style better.
Yeah, before we go on and talk about the fight a little bit more, let's go back, as you mentioned it, your victory over Demetrius Johnson back in 2010, back in WEC, and looking as and seeing how far he's come as a professional fighter now in the UFC as the flyweight champion, do you take any pride in being one of just two men to beat him in the octagon?
Sure, it was a good feat, but I mean, at the time, it's not such a great feat, because no one, even though there was a lot of hype around Demetrius Johnson at the time, but he then went on to do great things. So I don't get as much credit for beating him as I believe I should have done. And it's going to be the same this Saturday. Thomas Almeida's 18-0. Demetrius Johnson was unbeaten. So when I beat Thomas Almeida, right, now if after this he goes on and does great things, I still probably won't get the credit I get for beating him. You know, so it's just the way it is. I'm finding these guys on their way up. You know, but it's my job to give them like a humbling kind of experience and a bit of a stumbling block. And like I say, Demetrius went on to do great things after fighting me. I believe Thomas has a bright future ahead of him and can go on to do the same. But it's my job this weekend to be that potential banana skin.
Yeah, there's a lot of parallels between Johnson and Almeida. As you mentioned, the undefeated streak going into the fights against you as well. And looking here, too, with the undefeated streak, and you're trying to give him his first loss, do you enjoy that a little bit more as opposed to fighting someone with maybe two or three losses, or is it just a match out there, you're just trying to go out there and give the fans the best fight possible?
To be honest, it doesn't really matter to me that he's unbeaten, but it does give you a little bit more of a pride to hand someone their first loss, you know? It is going to be, oh, who beat the guy first? It was me. So, yeah, of course, that's, in a way, great for me, you know, because you'd always remember your first loss. I do. Everyone remembers the first loss, you know. But for me, it's more a case of I like to challenge myself and be challenged at all. I've been challenged by beating someone with that sort of record. But not only that, it'd be nice to, like, kind of stun people. I think a lot of people are really overlooking me in this fight because obviously I had a couple of losses down at a weight class below. Obviously, the weight class didn't suit me. Now I'm going back up to my weight class, so I believe I feel good and comfortable at. And I think, you know, I'm a very dangerous fighter at this weight class, and just people overlooking me kind of gives me a little bit more of a, a little spark, a bit more pleasure and pride when I win this Saturday.
Talk with UFC fighter Brad Pickett, will be taking on Thomas Almeida. This Saturday is part of UFC 189. It's a huge event, and you can get it and watch it on pay-per-view this Saturday starting at 10 Eastern time. Now, this is going to be a fight, as we've talked about. You guys don't like to go the distance. Almeida's only gone the distance one time. The second round, he's only reached, I think, three times in his whole career. And you're a guy who likes to either trade punches or get the submission. You don't want to get it to a decision either. So I can be safe to assume that this one's not going to go the full three rounds.
Well, like I say all the time, I don't think this will go the full distance, but it does, it wouldn't be for the want of either of us trying, so that would definitely make for an exciting fight.
Do you think that's one of the reasons why Dana White has called you one of his favorite fighters?
Yeah, I believe so, because I put everything all on the line. I always look to finish the fight no matter what. For me, winning a fight is winning, not just running out of time, I like to either make the guy, submit, or I've knocked the guy out. That's, to me, I'm a bit old-fashioned that way. To me, that's winning. Decisions are decisions. Even though I had a lot of decisions, for me, I always prefer to get the finish. And even within my decisions, I've always tried to finish the fight the whole time. So that's why I get involved in the exciting fight.
Brad, can you just touch on your unique entrance and attire that you wear to the ring? Because it's nothing like I've ever seen before in the UFC.
Well, basically, my ring entrance and my trilby and braces and stuff like that, some people know, actually, but not a lot of people know, is that it's actually come from, I paid tribute to my granddad, who used to be a bare-knuckle boxer back in the 1920s. He used to work through the day at that night time to earn extra money. He used to bare-knuckle box. He died when I was four, so I didn't get to know him too well, but I heard when my mum knew I was getting into boxing myself, she started telling me a lot of stories about him, and we chatted a lot, and she always said I had the same sort of build as my granddad, I looked the same, and all that sort of stuff. And I remember seeing old black and white pictures of him wearing a trilby hat, braces, and stuff like that. So that's why I thought, it'd be really nice to pay tribute to my granddad going out to when I'm fine. So that's what I've done for years.
Very nice. And Brad, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it. I know you're a Tottenham Spurs fan as well, so we'll be pulling for not just you on Saturday, but for them next year in the Premiership as well. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.